Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. Stewart to inform J.D. Brenner that he intended to withdraw from the firm. He insisted that Bobby give him a definite answer concerning his participation in the proposed stock and bond house of which Arnold Stewart would become the head. Uncle Jimmy had hinted, and even Bobby had said, "Dad, I'm on the fence." But now Arnold felt he must know, so Bobby told his father he could have a definite answer in the morning. The woman he decided to talk it over with was not his mother nor Mrs. Jensen, but Edith Arden.
Say, Miss Arden, got a minute to spare?
I think so. Let me see. I believe I can give you more than a minute. I can give you 3 minutes and 15 seconds.
Swell.
Mind sitting in the kitchen?
No.
Give you the easy chair for an inducement.
Kitchen suits me. I don't even mind the smell of fresh paint.
I made Mrs. Jensen go to bed early. This is a pretty big kitchen to paint from stem to stern, even with Uncle Jimmy's help.
You know, I think Mrs. Jensen would work her fingers to the bone if she felt she could bring that much happiness to anyone.
Mm-hmm. She certainly is a grand old character. Now, I'm going to start crocheting, so you start talking. And don't think I'm not listening. The mechanics are more or less subconscious.
Well, as long as you won't be unconscious. Gag. Sorry. And Edith... You know, I feel like a goof in a way. I've got a decision to make, and...
Yes?
Well, ordinarily, I'd have talked this over with Mom or Roz.
Of course.
But anyhow, I need the advice of a woman. Not any woman, exactly, but...
Oh, you don't need to apologize, Mr. Stewart. I understand. And if you just want me to listen without offering an opinion, I'll be happy to do that.
No, I want your advice. That's why I've come to you. To make a long story short... Dad wants to leave our boss, J.B. Brenner, and open his own stock and bond office. The setup was to be Dad, Uncle Jimmy, and myself.
I see. Stewart, Brown, and Stewart.
Yes, but Uncle Jimmy couldn't see it. And now I'm sort of half off and half on the fence.
Oh, don't you think it would be a fine opportunity for you? I know enough about the business world to realize that you can't... as a rule, make any money working for someone else.
Well, yes, that seems to be true, but it isn't the work, or Dad either, for that matter. You see, if...
Just might have been, Mr. Stewart.
Oh, I guess there's no use beating about the bush. Roz will be coming home in a few weeks, and... Well, it's just going to be mighty tough seeing her every day. Somehow or other, I can't get it through my thick skull that she won't be my wife. Yet... How can she ever be a stranger?
I thought that's what it was. I understand and sympathize.
Now, I think the sensible thing to do is get a job far enough away so that I won't be getting home more than 2 or 3 times a year.
That's not going to be easy either. You've never been away from home before, have you?
No, I haven't. But I'd rather have that kind of loneliness than... loneliness and a yearning and hungering that could never be filled again. I guess you see now why I can't take Dad's offer. First, it looked mighty good to me, but then I realized that Rosalind was coming home to stay.
You do have my sympathy and my best wishes.
Thanks, Edith. I mean, Miss Arden.
You may call me Edith.
Well, just call me Bob or Bobby, or anything that seems to fit my particular type of mentality.
How about something that would fit your physical charm?
Sure. Then you could call me Jojo. You know, the dog-faced boy.
Oh, seriously, though, Bobby, the decision lies with you. I wouldn't for the world offer any advice. Too much advice is given too freely. But good luck just the same. Well, I guess I'm on my way to bed, too.
Too late for a little spin?
I guess so tonight. Thanks just the same.
But you will go for a spin with me some other night.
Of course I will.
Swell. And I promise not to be down in the dumps all the time.
You'll be just what you want to be. I can take it. Night.
Good night, Edith. Gee, she's a swell kid.
Johnny, I think I've got a frog in my throat.
That's okay. It's down on the farm anyway. The farmer takes a wife. The farmer takes a wife. Hi-ho, the dairy-o. The farmer takes a wife.
Oh, happy today, Johnny.
Sure, might as well be. Nobody likes an old sourpuss.
I guess you're going to be the life of the party when you grow up, eh?
That's me, Uncle Jimmy. Hotshot Johnny.
Johnny, when you do grow up, what do you want to be?
Say, Uncle Jimmy, isn't this airplane I made out of paper a beaut?
Mm.
Oh, what do I want to be when I grow up?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was 8 years old, I wanted to be a fireman.
My.
When I was 9, a policeman.
My, and how the years go by.
Sure, I'm growing up, but nobody knows it around here except me. When I was 10, I wanted to be an aviator.
Ooh, very commendable.
Now that I'm 11, going on 12, aviation's just my hobby.
Mm-hmm. Well, a hobby is a very excellent thing to have. Of course, some people make their work their hobby.
Not me. I'm like the president. Running the United States is one thing, but collecting stamps is another.
Oh, I see. So at the moment, just what do you want to be?
I think I want to be a great lover.
Come again, Johnny. What do you want to be?
A great lover.
Oh, Johnny Stewart, you just break Uncle Jimmy all up sometimes.
Well, you asked for it.
Oh, dear.
Guess I'll leave being the great lover of the family to Brother Robert.
Well,
who did you say was the great lover of the family, Johnny?
Oh,
why, Johnny Stewart, of course, Florence. Didn't you know? Had you walked in last year at the same time, he would have been a great aviator.
I heard Brother Robert's name mentioned, didn't I, Johnny?
Well, kind of, but I said first
that... Oh, Florence, dear, this is all just in fun, you know.
Johnny, answer Mother. Didn't I hear you say that Brother Robert was the great lover of the family?
Yes, Mommy, but I didn't mean
just why did you say that?
Because girls like him, and he likes girls.
I see. And just what particular girl does he like this time, Johnny?
Florence, really, dear, this is just as embarrassing to Johnny as it is to me. I started the whole thing, you see, when I asked Johnny...
Uncle Jimmy, there's more behind this than you know or I know, for that matter. Johnny, Mother's terribly concerned about Brother Robert, as you well know. Sister Rosalind isn't divorced from Brother Bobby yet.
Florence, let us talk this thing over. I'm sure it's all very confusing to the little fellow.
Please, just a minute, Uncle Jimmy. Johnny, has Brother Bobby been seeing a great deal of some girl?
Gee, Mommy, I don't know. Well, he does take Miss Arden out in his car.
Oh, we... I see.
We all know that, Florence, dear. He's given the girl a lift to the grocery store and the drugstore, and I think he took her downtown once and, well, perhaps once to the case that she's nursing.
It isn't my habit to pump my children, Uncle Jimmy, but I've had my own ideas about Bobby and Miss Arden. I think the least this girl might do, and Robert, too, is to conform to a few of the very necessary conventions.
But it's all so innocent, Florence. Heaven's sake, you don't suppose Mrs. Jetson would permit anything that wasn't...
Going over to Mrs. Jetson directly after dinner. I think she should be put on her guard against any eventuality that might come up.
I guess I'll just go out for a while, Mom.
Now, I've got a list of things you can get from the grocery store, Johnny, so come along with Mother.
Gee, Uncle Jimmy, but Mom's mad.
Now, you run along with Mother, Johnny. Everything will be all right.
Gosh, I'm sure worried.
Johnny!
Coming, Mom! Are you too, Uncle Jimmy?
Johnny, you don't know the half of it. Thought I'd better light over here and warn you about the whole thing, Mrs. Jetson.
Why, the woman can't be in her right mind to make things like that. Why, I've even suggested myself that Bobby take Edith out for a little air. Heavens above. The girl's Rosalind's friend as well as mine.
Well, I guess we've got Florence on another rampage. You know it isn't an easy thing to talk her out of such a suspicious mood.
Well, I'm sure if anyone can put her mind at rest, it's me. So don't worry, Uncle Jimmy.
Pity, I just hope Miss Arden doesn't get wind of this. Certainly make the girl feel mighty unhappy.
Tell Mrs. Stewart right out that I ain't aiming to have that girl think we're just a bunch of scandalmongers here. Land of Goshen. This gets me all riled up. And you might not think it, Uncle Jimmy. But I've got a mighty sharp tongue if I get stirred up.
Oh, well, now, let's not look forward to any trouble. Let's try and get the whole thing straightened out. It's just a few weeks until Rosalind will be home.
Oh, then... it'll be all straightened out one way or the other before Rosalind gets home. If I have to use a switch on them, what's both little and big.
Mrs. Jetson, I think you've got something there.
Laurie, dear, you surely can't be serious about such a thing.
I was never more serious in my life.
Darling, it's too silly to be treated any other way than humorously. Imagine coming into the room and overhearing our Johnny refer to his brother as the big lover.
Daddy. Great lover. That was the term Johnny used. Great lover.
Oh, so you know about it, too. Well, news of this family travels fast.
It sounds 100% correct to me. Robert Stewart has certainly proven himself to be the great lover of this family.
Now, Dorothy, I don't think you have any right to cast aspersions on your brother.
Gee, don't tell me Bobby's suddenly grown new wings. It seems to me he's still using the old pair to do some soaring around.
Florence, are you satisfied to have your own daughter? Oh, well, if you want to make another family fight, count me out. Count me out, do you hear? I never saw a woman who was only happy when she was miserable.
But Arnold Stewart! Arnold! Dorothy, you stay here.
All right, Mummy.
Mother's going over to Mrs. Jetson. I think it's good common sense to stop something of this nature before it really has a chance to start.
And when Florence says she's going to stop something, she means it. But if she gets Mrs. Jetson in a fighting mood, what is going to happen?